Today's daf in Masechet Shviit, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Yud Daled. We're still in the middle of trying to figure out our Mishnah, which describes a special din that it takes effect only b'nogea, things that are orez, dochan, pereg, and shumshum. And of course, according to Rav Shmuel Shazuri, depending on what it is that your intent was, it's going to be affecting Polamitri. And we couldn't figure out why the Chachamim created a new shir of Hashrosha only for these minim. And the answer that we gave, which didn't make any sense in the end yesterday, was because if you don't give them one time that affects the entire crop, then you're going to end up not being able to be metakein them, because you need to take off either Maiserani or Maiserani, and you can't prorate it, because then you're going to end up taking off two maishas in 1 year. Torah said not to do that. So we said that we can't accept that explanation, because we have the braisa about Fola Mitzri that says to do exactly that. And in a case, and we didn't define the case, because how to define the case, we'll be coming up with the whole list of rules of how to deal with Fola Mitzri. Fine, but whatever the case is, there are going to be cases where you've got part of the growth of a Fola Mitzri when your intent was changed in midterm. Some of it was from the second year, some of it was from the third year, or some of it was pre-Shvias, some of it was Shvias. And we said over there that you could just mix it well and then prorate the Maisers. So if you can do that with Fola Mitzri, then you can do that with Shumshum. So why would we need to create a new shir of Ashrasha? So today, we have Rabbi Zeira, who wants to give a new explanation. So he says, I have an explanation. When it comes to Shvias, look what it says. Ksiv, Sheish Shanim Tizra Sadecha V'asafta Tvuata. Now Rabbi Zeira says, that Sheish Shanim should be understood as Sheish Shanim Tizra and Sheish Shanim Asafta. Now the Sheish Shanim refers to both agricultural processes. One of them is you plant, and the other one is you harvest, you gather it in. Okay, so what does that tell me? So it tells me that if you're in a regular Shemitah 7 year cycle, next year 7 year cycle, then within those years, here's the Torah coming to define Ubashana Shviit. What are those years? Well, six of those years are good for you to be Zorea, six of those years are good for you to do Asifa. That's what it's saying. But if you end up with a problem where you're not going to have your full 6 years, and then you're going to have some of the crop is coming in during Shvias, well, then the Torah is saying that doesn't work. Lo shishas are in v'shiva asifin. See, you can't say that, therefore, we're going to say that shum shum goes according to a shlish. Because if you would go according to the shlish, then even though you were Zorea, yes, you were Zorea 6 years out of the seven, but since they grow at different rates, as we said, so that would mean part of it is only going to be a mature, that is to say the one third, if we're going according to Shlish, after Rosh Hashanah. So that would mean that there aren't 6 years. There are 7 years in which the Asifa will take place, because that same Zriya is going to have part of its Asifa in Shvias. So that shows that we have to figure out a way to avoid that problem, says Rabbi Zeira. And that means that we'll have to give it a shear in which they all are considered to be the produce of Shishas. And they're not considered to be gathering in an Asifa, even though the Maisa, they're there in the field on Shvias, but those are 6 year Asifa, not 7th year Asifa. And that way we're Mekayim the Posik, 6 years for Zriya, 6 years for Asifa. Hold on, says Rabbi Yonah. Wait a second. You're not saying that right at all. It's ridiculous what you're saying. Because if you're saying that we're going to consider the part that grew Shlish in Shvias years, so how can you say, and then we're going to collect it in Shvias? You're not allowed to collect in Shvias. That's crazy. B'shita leinon yechal on your kind, excuse me? If we really, let's imagine, let's say we really would go according to Shlish, you wouldn't even be able to get a case where you can be Osef 6 years. because the sixth year would be actually considered to be Peirush Shvi'is, because you're going according to Shlish. And part of this crop, the Shlish is only during Shvi'is, which means that what you were Zoreya in the fifth year, you are not going to be able to harvest entirely in the sixth year. In which case, you don't even get the Shesh, forget about, and not seven. It's and not five is the way that you should have said it. Not and not seven, my friend. And you're talking about Shiva. Well, we can't even figure out how to get Shisha. No, no. Let me tell you. Look, I'm not arguing on the logic of what you're saying, but the way you're saying it is nuts. Here's how to say it. Elokeini. What you should have said is like this. The Torah says that you have 6 years for Zriya and 6 years for Asifa, right? Okay. But the way, if we all have to go according to the Shlish, the Torah never said you've got 6 years to be Zoreya, but only 5 years to be sure you can gather it. No, 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 no. And if you would go according to Shlish, then there's a lot of this stuff that you're not going to be able to be Eisef at all, because we're going to look at it as Peirush Shvi'is. Therefore, that it doesn't work. Now, that there I'll go along with you. Okay. So, wait a minute, says the Gemara. Hold on a second, Rabbi Zira, I don't understand. So, what did you gain? Our problem yesterday was what? That Paul HaMitzri actually proves that you're wrong, right? Because it says that you can put it all together and then you can prorate it. And therefore, the approach that says that you can't take off two Maisrus in the same year is shown to be false by the very case that we've been using, which is Paul HaMitzri. Okay, that's what you came to answer. We got news for you, Rabbi Zira. You have exactly the same problem. Because HaTeva, Hare Paul HaMitzri, okay, exactly this situation. Paul HaMitzri, you are not going to be able to gather it all together because of the fact that some of it is going to be considered to be Peirush Shvi'is. So you only have 5 years for Asifa. And we said that you can work it that way without creating a new shear that should go according to Ashrasha for the whole thing. It said, the Tani. So vergor no letocho, v'nimtza maser mizaro al yarko, miyarko al zaro. Now, how the heck can you do that? That means that some of what you planted in these 6 years, you cannot actually gather in 6 years. You're only going to have 5 years. Nah, you didn't gain anything. Okay, k'derech ha-Yerushalmi, we don't end with any, not kashya, not the yuvta, not, just leave it hanging, and you're left to your own devices. All right, fine. So now, minayin shilchu b'yerek b'shat l'kitato isuro. So, okay, so far, we've managed to figure out the din of shlish, migor nechom yikvecha. We've managed to figure out why we came up, or we have a number of explanations. Why did we come up with the din of Hashrosha, Benogea, the Orez, Dochan, and so on? But you never explained, how do we know that when it comes to veggies, that we go according to the time of the Lakita, which remembers Machlokas Rishonim, Royal Lakita according to Tosafos, actual Lakita according to the Rama? How do we know that? Ah, well, that follows. Now, this is very interesting because the din of the Yerek, Benogea, Maiser Sheni, and Maiser Oni is only Derabonin. So what exactly do we mean when we say, how do we know? Okay, that we'll be talking about. But in any event, we actually learn it out in a fascinating way from the very same pasuk that we learned out the din of Shlish, Benogea, Dogon Tirosh V'Yitzha. How is that? Because look, the Torah said, Baspecho migornecho umiikvech, right? Now, Goren v'yekev. What is the way that we determine the shlish of the Goren v'yekev? What is the logic behind the Goren v'yekev? That means, remember, grapes, olives, and grains. Okay, so the grapes, olives, and grains. The point of the logic over here is the reason that the shlish is meaningful is because hein chayin mimei hashana she'avra, most of their growth was during the rainy season, and then they mature. But the growth, the real impetus to growth, was when the water was coming in the past year. So therefore, we say, okay, by the same logic, we end up with the opposite conclusion when it comes to Yerek. Because what we're saying is, look, these things are chayim mimei hashana she'avra, and therefore, if their shlish was then you go according to the shana she'avra, and at mahalech b'yom she'avar. Whereas elu, when it comes to the yerek, it's the exact opposite. These yerakot, they grow on the most recent water. You keep watering them, they keep growing, even if you pick them. So the plants are going to continue to bring out new yerakot. So ho'il vein chayim mimei hashana haba'a. Therefore, at mehalech b'hem la'haba. It makes sense that even if they were there up to a shlish before, but since they've continued to grow, so therefore the Torah is basically giving us the difference when it comes to veggies. Now, a problem with that is, so then we don't have any way of explaining Pol HaMitzri. Consider Pol HaMitzri, okay? You're saying that it's dependent on the actual growth, right? You're saying that it's a botanical question. We're going to learn out from an analysis of Gornecha and Yikvecha and the botanical differences between Gornecha and Yikvecha and the Yerakot. Okay, so now I'd love for you to explain to me how the heck Rabbi Shimon Shazuri could come up with the craziness that he comes up with, according to your explanation. Because Pol HaMitzri, you say, it depends. If you were Zera Ola Zera, so then it goes according to the year before. If you were Zera Ola Yerek, then it goes according to the next year. Now, this assumes a high level of intelligence on the part of Pol HaMitzri. It not only has to know what your intent was, but it's got to figure it out based on its psychological analysis on your mind. Now, I'm assuming that it does that by having some type of ksumim, you know, like Bilam had, maybe one of those sticks that you put over. I mean, I guess, kis maybe are they? So it's got a chip. I mean, what are we talking about? How could a botanical issue be determined by what you were thinking? I mean, so in other words, it makes a decision. Okay, beep, Zera Ola Zera. All right, now I'm going to live from last year's water. Beep, Zera Ola Yerek. Oh, now I'm going to live from next year's water. Zera Ola Yerek Uchaya Mimei Hashana Haba'a. So how do you explain Reb Shimon Shazuri on the way that you just learned out the din of your archives? Another fabulous question that we leave hanging. All right, so we'll get more into Reb Shimon Shazuri. Actually, I think we have another 2 minutes. I thought we were in another 2 minutes. I think we get the bottom of the dot. So then, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, he said it goes according to the determination of your mind. And then Rabbi Loizer came along and said yes, but the only time that we would go in the Hashrasha would be if also it was Tir Milu. And we didn't define we did when we learned the Mishnah, but the Mishnah didn't define the terminology of Tir Milu. And so what is the meaning of Tir Milu, Mal Tir Milu? And at the Gemara base, it makes it like the word Tarmil. So it means that it's got a backpack, meaning that you've got the pots. And Avdun Kankurin, you now have these hard pots.
Is that water retention? Is that because of the water retention?
No, it means that the pods are built to protect the beans. Rabbi Baba Zavda B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish holds that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, and I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Lozer told Rabbi Shupte from Tzeduki, that's the name of a place, it's not here, it's a Tzeduki, Kehade Paskind with the dinim of Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. Now, tomorrow, we're going to see the very complex system of different cases that define the status of Pol HaMitzri and the Machlokes between the Rambam and others about how to understand the different cases. All right, everyone, wishing you a day of Besuras Teves, Yeshuas, Venechomas, and Yeshuas Hashem, Geharafayim. Kol Tov, everyone.